Welcome to It Ain't Over, a multi-monthly podcast exploring the ever-changing world that is technology. Brought to you by Rich Web, a full-service IT company located in Ashland, Virginia, specializing in cloud-managed services. Helping business owners be more profitable by letting our experienced team manage their IT network so they can manage their business. Rich Web, driving enterprise IT. And now, it ain't over.
Thanks for that, Sally. We really appreciate it. Welcome to the third episode of It Ain't Over Because IT is Ever Changing. Today's topic, why it's good to be so sensitive. Today we have a special guest on the phone, Ben Day, Paisler, PRTG Monitoring. Ben, thanks so much for being with us. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of Paisler and the PRTG monitoring product?
Sure. I've been with Paisler now for 5 years. I started out as a pre-sales engineer, helped customers in that ready-to-buy, sort of trying to figure out network monitoring, helped them to figure out if PRTG was the right fit for them, did proof of concepts, things like that. For the last 2 years, though, I've transitioned over to technical support, where I'm helping customers post-sales with any technical issues that come up with PRTG. Everything from simple things like the web interface is, you know, running a little slow, or I'm getting this error message, all the way up to complex issues where we're working with customers designing higher-end solutions if they've recently run into an issue where they're adding a lot more to PRTG, or they're kind of hitting the upper limits of what they can achieve with their current setup.
Is there like a typical company that sort of gravitates towards using PRTG, or is it kind of run the gamut from really small to larger organizations?
You know, lately it's really started to run the gamut. When I started, we were hitting a lot of the small to medium-sized businesses, but as of late, it's been everything from, you know, major film houses to sports organizations to your little mom and pop operations where maybe they only need 100 or 200 sensors, all the way up to major universities where they're getting tens of thousands of sensors set up to monitor, you know, all the networking infrastructure across an entire campus.
Wow, that's amazing how it's grown over the years.
So how did PRTG get its name?
MRTG was what Dirk, it's kind of what gave Dirk the inspiration on PRTG. He liked it, but he wanted to make something a little bit more of his flair, of his taste, of what he wanted it to be. So it started out as a bandwidth tracker, and then over the course of the last 25 years, it's evolved into what we have today, which are our current version support. Oh, goodness, we have well over 200 and some odd sensors out of the box. It runs on a Windows platform, and we have a hosted solution that you can go with that runs out of AWS.
Nice. And I know that there's an area called Script World, too, that either other engineers or folks have put some scripts into, and your guys have put stuff into.
Yes, Script World is a great tool that we've recently implemented in the last couple of years, where we kind of created a one-stop shop for going and looking for either a built-in sensor or a third-party sensor that will assess your needs. You know, whatever it is you're trying to monitor, you can search for it there, and then Script World will tell you whether that's something that's built into PRTG or is that a third-party script or sensor, and here's where you can download it.
I know on last episode, show two, John Larson, our CIO, was talking about backups, and he was talking about how we use and we sort of try to steer our clients to use PRTG sensors to help monitor the server arrays and make sure that there's a proactive approach to backups and making sure stuff doesn't fail. What's your experience with that? Like, are there certain sensors that are better than others to use for backups?
You know, the one sensor that we go to the most when it comes to backup monitoring is our IMAP sensor. And the reason that we go with an email sensor is because the IMAP sensor has the ability to connect to an inbox and then parse that inbox for certain keywords or phrases that we're looking for. since nearly every backup system on Earth gives you the ability to send some kind of a message after the backup job is done stating whether it succeeded or failed, the IMAP sensor can then look for those messages. And in the case of PRTG, you want to have it look for the failures. If it succeeds, then everything's good, and the IMAP sensor doesn't have to say anything other than everything's okay. But we can train the IMAP sensor to look for certain keywords and phrases and then alert on those keywords and phrases. So with that, we can have it check this inbox, and then that way after every backup job runs, that IMAP sensor is watching that inbox for new messages. And if something were to happen where a job doesn't run successfully, we can have the IMAP sensor alert you to it before you would normally get to the office and check that inbox.
Right. If that's and then you go, oh, no, it's too late. That's right.
For a lot of IT departments, that inbox is a gathering point for multiple backup solutions. You know, you may have a backup exec doing something for your file servers. You may have something completely different doing for some other custom application or maybe some other appliance-style device. You know, unfortunately, it's a rarity that you can get one backup solution that runs for everything in your network. So usually it's an amalgamation of things, and you have that one inbox that everything reports back to. So with PRTG, we can watch that one inbox, and we can give you alerting based on what we see coming into that inbox.
That's all the time we have for today. Tune in next time when we continue our conversation with Ben Day from Paceler, PRTG Monitoring. For more information, you can check out our website, richweb.com. That's richweb.com. Follow our social media posts on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube for Monitoring Mondays, where we post blog posts from Paceler. You can learn more about them. Until next time, this has been It Ain't Over.